Okay, welcome to side two here on tape one about the creation. I was just explaining how the creations work, that they do go through seven stages of development. They do evolve then into a different kind of universe called an Ur universe, which creates other creational types like we're in. That then goes through seven stages of development and evolves into a central universe. Now, we are in the creational universe that we are in. We'll go through seven stages of development. We are in the first stage of that development, and we're in the 47th trillion year of that. So our creation has a few years to go, over 250 trillion here to go, it looks like, and then it will collapse back into itself. So that's quite a bit of time. We don't have anything really to worry about there. We're in the very first stage of these seven stages of development. So our universe, our creation, same thing, has quite a bit of ways to go before it finishes its own personal cycle of growth here and grows into being our universe. Okay, let's move into an area that's a little bit more personal now for you and I. Let's discuss about how the evolution of the human being form actually comes about and what it's doing within the creation. We've learned now that the creation itself is going to go through seven stages of development, that originally it was an idea that created what we call this universe. So it has brought with it the knowledge from wherever before, the previous universe that created this one. Some Ur universe someplace created ours. So it had already evolved through all the things that we've done. The point is that creations themselves can't just go out and instantly make a universe. It just doesn't happen instantly. It evolves very, very slowly, through wisdom and intelligence, every step of the way, learning how to create all of the infinite small particles of itself. It's taking it trillions of years to get to this point right now where we're at. It took it that long to figure out how to take the fluffy matter and create it into gas, to create the gas into suns and planets, to create the food kingdom, then the animal kingdom and us. Every stage along the way, it had to earn that through experience. Now, I'm sure included in all that experience, there has been a lot of mistakes made, a lot of trial and error that the creation itself has to go through. It has to figure out how to do everything. The knowledge, creation's knowledge, is stored within itself in what's called this fine matter world. Sometimes people call the fine matter world spiritual energy or creational energy. That's fine. We're talking about the same thing here. The Pleiadians use the term fine matter to describe any kind of etheric or energy form. In coarse matter, once again, to describe anything that's solid that's been created out of the knowledge of some fine matter someplace. Okay? So actually, everything that exists in the creation is a combination of coarse matter and fine matter. That there is fine matter somehow involved in its atomic structure that helped create the material matter and is part of the mapping or the knowledge that makes it exist. So matter, for the most part, then, is just ideas that are manifested into solid form. Okay? So now let's see how the human being comes along here. We're in a universe where trillions of years have gone by. The creation itself has figured out how to evolve, how to establish itself within this great absolutum. And it's figured out how to develop and evolve through these different stages. And it gets to the point now where it's going to create the first human being on the first planet someplace. That happens. I'm sure a certain amount of experimentation went into that. This first guy must have been quite a sight. If he was created out of dead animal tissue and plants, I can just imagine what this guy looked like. But the point is that this guy didn't know very much. The fine matter energy that figured out how to create him probably didn't know any more than except how to actually create a body and build a brain and put some information in it. At this point, his intelligence is very low because he has no experiences. And experiences in life, experiences in the physical form, is how we gather information. Now, well, the reason for the material life is to gather information with your physical senses, experience, create logic and thoughts, create conclusions. And as you experience things, you contribute wisdom to your spirit, to this fine matter energy which created you originally. See, we aren't material beings having one life. That's just our personality. That's just our persona, we think of it. That's our conscious mind in the material state. That's, you know, who we think we are. We're we're Randolph, we're Nancy, we're Bob, we're Larry, whoever we are. That's a passing phenomenon. We are really spiritual beings, fine matter energy forms, that go through a series of material lives on purpose in order to experience and to gather information. Because it's the spirit, then, that moves on. It never dies. It never sleeps. It is a continuous form of energy in creation, which is striving for perfection. Striving for perfection means that in itself, it needs to gather all the information it can so it can also get back at one with the creation itself. It's a part piece of creation now because it was created out of creation and is still connected to it somewhat. But it needs to strive for perfection and rejoin with creation itself. We are the highest form of life form in the creation. Plants and animals, planets themselves, fluffy matter, gas, and other things can only evolve up to a certain point. So there are stages of energies in the creation. We are the highest stage of level of energy in the creation itself. And that's why we say we strive for perfection, because unlike all the other stages before us, they can only reach a certain level and that's it. We are the final stage that evolves into being again with the creation itself, which is what I'm going to go through now and explain all about our levels of development and how we get there. And it'll start making more sense to you. So we have our first guy who's come along here, been created out of dead animal tissue and plants. He's a really good-looking guy. He has practically no knowledge at all. And unlike the animal kingdom, which has instinct, where it is born into it with certain knowledges that its spirit has, certain knowledges that it puts into it for survival, the human being doesn't. He's at the very low level of his development now. He really just has no wisdom to fall back on at all. You see, as we go through material lives, the wisdom that we gain from experiences is stored in the fine matter world in our spirit. And that is carried forward so we have access to it in the following life. So as we go through numerous multiple material lives, we start gaining wisdom from all of our experiences. And as we gain that wisdom, the spirit remembers it. And in your next material life, you have access or might say the usage of that. That's what determines your intelligence and your ability and your aptitudes as you move forward and begins to explain why we're all slightly different. You see, we're all on different paths, different understanding, and different things we're learning about. Okay, if we were on a Pleiadian world and we're attending class there and wanted to learn about these seven developmental stages of human life forms, then that's what I'm going to go over right now. Billy Meyer was given a, you might say, a listing or a kind of a printout of the seven different levels of human life within creation. Since creation itself has created its own laws, you might say, or logic by virtue of its development, its evolution, it has figured out how to create a universe, how to create the fluffy matter, the gaseous material, and so forth. So it is earned the right or learned all the way along on the different stages of development of different kinds of life. And the human life form is no different than anything else. It also must conform to the logic of creation. And so there is a logical, you might say, progression of development of the human life form as it goes through its evolutionary processes. So there are really kind of like laws of logic or rules, you might say, because there is a fixed order of logic on how we develop. When we come into our first lifetime, we have no previous knowledge. We haven't lived at all yet. We have no experiences, so we have no accumulated knowledge. So we really don't know much of anything. And I imagine our first guy that came along probably didn't live very long. He probably was just, you know, snuffed out by an animal right away or whatever and probably didn't live too long. Short lifespan, no knowledge how to take care of himself. So I'm going to go through this prepared list, which was made for Billy, which explains the different levels of development. It explains all seven levels, seven steps of development of the human life, and breaks it down a little bit in seven different steps. So there are seven levels to the development of the human life form. Five of those levels are in physical form. Two of those levels are in non-physical forms. And then we return and become part of creation. So I'm going to explain the different seven levels. By the way, each one of these seven levels is broken down into seven sub-levels, and then seven below that. So it's seven across and then seven sublevels down. But we won't have time and we won't break it down that far here. I'm just going to talk about the main seven breakdowns or levels of the development of human life. In the first level, it's called primary life. Obviously so, because it's the very beginnings. So your first material life would be called the primary development of the intellect and the spirit. So that's the first thing that has to happen. There is no development at that point in your first lifetime. You have no knowledge from any previous lifetimes. It's the first one. So it's the primary development, or the very beginning of development of your intellect, using your brain, using your logical patterns. I suppose at this point the first person is just trying to figure out how to walk, to get around, to find food, maybe some sort of shelters, whatever. So the process is that we go through a material life. While we were going through the material life, we gather information and experiences with our senses, sight, feel, touch, smell, and so forth. We make logical decisions. When we make logical decisions that become part of our life, when we decide on something and that becomes part of us, we gain wisdom from that. And that information, that cognition, that understanding of a basic thing that becomes part of us, then that wisdom from that goes into our spirit. Not every logical conclusion that you come to goes into your spirit, because the spirit itself, remembered, is a bit piece, a part piece of creation. It is connected to creation, whether you're aware of it or not, and it has the ability to, you might say, check out your conclusions and compare it against the logic of creation to see if it's correct. If it's incorrect, if it's illogical, if it's harmful to the spirit, it does not accept it. It actually refuses it. After we go through these seven levels of human development, and later on in the tape, I'm going to go over the actual mechanics in the mind and in the spirit, how it retains thoughts and how that works, and we'll discuss that a little bit more. But right now, let me go through these seven different steps of development of the human life and explain what these steps are. The second step would be the primary thinking of intellect and spirit. So to begin with, first of all, in your first stages, you have to learn how to think basically at all, to use your brain in the very basic functions. That may take several lifetimes. You might not live very long. For this stage, you don't have enough intelligence probably to even protect yourself very well. So your first few lifetimes are probably rather brief. As a matter of fact, the first 100 or so may be very brief. And before you start being able to rationally think things out. The third level, section of primary life is the primary thinking of reason, or reason. Okay, first we're developing some intelligence, then we're going to like start thinking, and now we're reasoning things out, we're figuring things out, like, okay, I better not get too close to that large animal because he will kill me, okay? Fourth step under primary life is the primary exercise of intellect and spiritual force. Okay, the fifth step is primary reasonable actions. So here you're figuring out, you're developing reasoning. Now it may have taken a couple thousand lifetimes to even get to this point, where you're actually beginning to use reasoning and thinking and so forth to understand how to take care of your life. Each one of these lifetimes you go through, we contribute very little in the form of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is the actual wisdom retained by the spirit as a result of experiences in the material life. You'll go completely through a material life. It's possible to go clear through it and practically learn nothing. Many people live kind of in spiritual stagnation, completely unaware of their spirit at all, and leading the kind of life that contributes nothing. So it may take them hundreds of lifetimes to progress hardly anything at all. The idea behind this list is that all of these levels, types of things, must be gone through. That the human being can't skip anything. Each human being who goes through his own cycles of life, we may start off the same with, it's kind of like a hard drive on a computer with nothing on it, then we start adding software. Well, our spirit is much like that. As we go through each lifetime, it gathers a little bit of wisdom, but everybody lives their lifetime differently. So we're all out gathering wisdom, experiencing things, and contributing wisdom to our spirit about different information at different times. So each person coming into life has different objectives. has different things, different paths that he is on of learning. So even though we start off the same, within a very few short lifetimes, we're all working on different things, but we don't get to bypass anything. The idea is that there are X amount of things that have to be learned about life and contribute, and we're all going to go through them at one time or another, just not at the same time. Okay, the seven breakdowns of primary life then. One was primary development of the intellect. Two was primary thinking of the intellect. Three is primary thinking and reasoning. Four is the primary exercise of intellectual and spiritual force. Five was the primary reasonable actions. Six is the primary will caused, it says, will cause thinking. So we have an individual here now is starting to use his own will. Seventh is the reason-conditioned leading of the life. We have an individual here now who's least able to control himself and take care of his life. He can think, he can reason, and he can take care of himself. So this is still a very underdeveloped person. Creatures at this level of development are, you know, usually thought of as being insane or idiots. Their spirits and intellects are really just, you know, not very developed at all, which they have to learn an awful lot to get going. And again, we only add very little to each lifetime as far as spiritual growth as we go through. So just to get through the primary life may take several million years. The second step of development in the human life is called the reasoned life, and that's broken down into seven levels also. Each one of those seven is also broken into seven, which we won't go into. But reasoned life is the second level of development of human life. And this refers to those cycles of life, those lifetimes you're going to lead, where your reasoning really figures in the development or evolution of your spiritual self. The first level in reasoned life is called primary development of reason. This is the very beginning of scratching our head and going, how about that? To figure these things out. Let's think things through, okay? The second level is the effective realization of reason and her use. Well, we're getting results. We're going through a lifetime now, we're trying to figure things out, and we're starting to recognize a little bit the cause and effect of things. That, gee, what about this? Or if that, and if I think this way, this happens. So we have an individual here reasoning, trying to figure out how to cope with his life by virtue of reasoning. The third level of reasoned life is the primary acknowledgement and cognition of higher influences. So at this level, it's probably the first time our guy here is coming to the realization that, there may be more intelligent, higher life forms out there somewhere. There could actually be something more intelligent out there. Maybe something really did create life. Okay? The fourth level is the belief of higher influences without owning any knowledge about it. Now, this would be at the development stages where people are developing belief concepts. They're believing maybe in a sun god or a rain god or a river god or whatever, a god, a leader. They start looking for answers to themselves. They're starting to try to define the meaning of life. We're creating belief concepts. But they really don't know what they're talking about is the general idea, because they don't have the knowledge, the wherewithal, or the spiritual growth to look within to really learn. See, the interesting part is that at all times of development throughout all of this, there is a spirit in there that is connected to creation, but the material self does not have the conscious knowledge or ability to be able to use the spirit to actually get in touch with creation for the understanding. It takes a while, many, many lifetimes, before the individual actually learns to understand the fact that, I do have a spirit, and I can use this spiritual self to actually learn more about creation and about life. And, well, what do you know? I can use my spirit actually to help my material life. That will set in eventually, but not at this point. Okay, the fifth step of reasoned life is the belief of higher forces, superstition, fear of evil, veneration of good, etc. It's time for, this is a germination time, it says, for religions and etc. To come into power. You know, we're starting to form beliefs, we think this might be the way it works, and we form religions, but we really don't know the answer yet. The sixth level of reasoned life is the primary recognition of real reality. Research, position of real truths, first spiritual cognitions and their use. spiritual curing, telepathy, etc. Now, this is considered by the Pleiadians to be the present position of the average Earth human being. So let's go over that again, the average Earth human being. By the way, we're also told at this point that the average Earth human being is 60 to 80 million years old as a spirit form. Okay? So if you take 60 million years and divide that maybe by an average lifespan of 30, 40 years, you can see that by this time we've had an awful lot of material lives just to get up to this point. Okay, again, that level was the primary recognition of reality, research of real knowledge, first spiritual cognitions. That means we're just at the point, many of us are just at the point where we're beginning to understand and are quite sure we really do have a spiritual self, that we're more than just a material being, that there's more to us. Our first spiritual curings and so forth. Here they're talking about that we're understanding that if we have a spirit, well, possibly it's useful. Maybe there's something we can do with this spiritual self, that we can develop some sort of force with the spirit where it could be useful for better health. Perhaps it's useful for communicating. Well, maybe it's even useful to try to get information from other life forms. Maybe it's useful to try to get in touch with creation or God or whatever we think of as God. Maybe that's entirely possible. Now, this is exactly about where the average Earth human being is. Matter of fact, most of them, I'm afraid a lot of them aren't quite to this level. But this is where the Pleiadians see the average Earth human being at this point. The seventh level of development of reasoned life is called the primary development of knowledge and wisdom. So this would be an area here where development of knowledge and wisdom, where we are actually looking for real facts. We're trying to find out what wisdom really is. The third step of development of human life is called the intellect life. Okay? Now, our first was primary life. The second is reasoned life, where we learn to think. The third is intellectual life. We're starting to intellectualize things. We're actually coming to conclusions, forming logic. Okay, intellect's life. It's broken also into seven levels. The first level is called the high development of the intellect, high technology, second utilization of spiritual forces, and primary creation of living forms. Okay. Well, now we have some intelligence in our being here, besides just having reasoning faculties. We're using our intellect here. We're developing high intelligence, which we are. Well, many of our people these days, scientists are, and a lot of young children are coming along with great intelligence. It's surprising how bright some of these kids are that are born these days. So, high technology. Yes, we do have high technology. We're learning more and more about the atom, molecules, the secrets of nature. We're developing now systems which will enable us technically to leave our solar system and explore the universe. So we are certainly moving into times of high technology. Second, utilization of spiritual forces. I would say you could probably define that in the New Age community, the people are searching for, they are trying out, they are trying to discover what can be done with spiritual forces. We're aware now that things like telepathy and so forth are possible, that the spiritual self somehow does have an effect on the material life, that a person who understands more and more about the spirit itself is somehow better connected to the life force of the universe. We're becoming aware of that. And we're also becoming aware that because you are more of a spiritual person, that somehow life just seems to get a little better. These people seem to be a little luckier. They seem to be healthier. They seem to live a little longer. We're finding these things out. The second level of intellectual life is the realization and exercise of knowledge. Exercise of knowledge, okay. Truth and wisdom. And also, slow breakup of acceptances of belief. Belief is when you believe something might be true, but you don't have the facts. Now, that's very common. But more and more, we're learning more facts about things. So our belief systems, our old mythical belief systems, are breaking down. And we see that already in 1992. Less people are turning to belief structures of all types to answer today's problems. We are evolving more and more into a more sophisticated world where old belief systems do not provide the answers to today's problems. This present position right here, they say, is the present position of the educated Earth human being, scientists, etc., leading-edge thinkers, and so forth. Probably most of you listening to this tape would fall into that category. You are seekers of truth and wisdom. and you're listening to this tape, hoping that you might find some little pearl of information or knowledge that you might need just at this moment to move yourself on down your own path of evolution. And that's exactly why you're listening to the tape, because not only do we have to feed our material body, and we have to feed ourselves at lunch, we have to feed our spirit with knowledge also. And most of you listening to this tape are probably feeling the need to feed your spiritual knowledge. You're looking for answers to things, just like I have looked the past few years, and I find it very interesting to share it because it's not only part of my own growth, but I'm quite sure that the things that we're talking about here are the beginning, definitely, of breakup of belief structures and the beginning of wisdom and truth. We're moving that direction. The third level of the intellectual life is the first utilization of knowledge and wisdom. Okay. Well, we're seeing more and more people who have not only discovered that the spirit can be powerful and wisdom is powerful, but we're finding people who are actually beginning to use it more and more. In the form of psychics, people looking into astrology, numerology. We find this a lot in the New Age, so-called New Age metaphysical community, where they may not be right about everything, but they're certainly trying. And that's what growth is all about. You know, it's fine to make mistakes. That's just a natural part of the learning process. So we are at the beginning stages of this, where our people who are experimenting with spiritual growth don't know all the answers yet, but let's give them a hand for certainly trying, and let's see how they do, maybe pay attention to what they're learning and see if it's useful for ourselves. Because remember, everybody goes through all these different paths of learning. Myself and I found that certain things I'm interested in, certain things I'm not. And so, you know, I look at some information and it's just not right for me at the time. I'm not interested in it. And other things get me very excited and I follow that. So information is out there for all of us to use when we need it, when it's good for us. The fourth level of intellectual life is called the acknowledgement and utilization of nature's laws, generation of hypertechnology, the second creation of living forms. Well, acknowledgement and utilization of nature's laws. Nature's laws. How many people have actually stopped and even thought about laws of nature? Well, we know there is a nature out there, and scientifically we're starting to understand a little bit more. But perhaps there really was some logic the creation had in mind when it created nature. Maybe nature really does live by some set of logical rules and understanding. Wouldn't that be amazing to find out? That maybe there really is something we could learn. Well, there definitely is. There's nothing illogical in creation. It had to learn, figure out, and think out every step of the way for it to evolve, and we're really not paying attention too much to nature. So at this level, at that fourth level of intellectual's life, when people get to that level, that's what they can expect to be working on in that area, understanding of how nature really works. For instance, some of nature's laws, like gravity, can be broken. The mind can actually levitate objects. Now, Billy has learned these things and on some occasions has used his spiritual force and his knowledge of nature to actually do things like levitation. And he's been known to do that. There are even pictures of him levitating an oven onto a truck when they were moving at some point. And he's demonstrated and explained much of this information to the people around him by doing the simple basic things like bending spoons, heating up coins and other things, as well as telepathy is a form of nature's laws, understanding how that works. But understanding nature mostly is understanding how the planets and all of nature operate, their cycles and how we live with it. Imagine if you had the ability to cause a tree to fully grow, say within a year, instead of taking 50 years. Now that would be manipulating nature's laws, wouldn't it? But if you were at the point of development where you understood exactly what it was in nature that caused a tree to grow, why it grew at a certain rate, and why it would take 50 years, there would be a point where you would have the knowledge and understanding perhaps to interface with that and speed it up. You would then be interfering and manipulating or utilizing the laws of nature. Well, generation of hypertechnology. Of course, that would be the area where we just plain understand more and more about the universe, and that's going to come naturally, definitely, as we move off the planet. The fifth level of the intellectual life is called the natural exercise of wisdom and knowledge and cognition of spiritual forces. Now, cognition refers to absolute knowledge, when you have knowledge of something. excuse me, not the belief. So at this level, we're talking about where we are beginning to learn so much about the spirit that we have cognition, that we have actual knowledge of exactly how spiritual forces work, and people will begin using them in a factual way with predictable results. The sixth level of intellectual life is life, which life in knowing about wisdom, it says, truth and logic. Well, there isn't, our world doesn't run much on wisdom, and most of us don't run our lives based on wisdom, truth, and logic. But some people do. A small percentage of our society actually does, that they base their life and the control of their life and their growth on logic, truth, and wisdom. There is a time when that becomes more and more important to people, and the material things seem to slowly drift away, where we're less concerned with material pleasures, and we start living our life using wisdom, and the things that we do are based on truth instead of, you know, illogical things. Okay? The seventh level of intellectual life is the primary cognition of reality as an absolute. Now, that's an interesting statement. Primary cognition of the reality as an absolute. That means that there really are truths, that there is definite laws to the universe, and we not only have heard about it, but we've tried it out, and we found out it's true. We're discovering the basic matrix of creation itself, and we get to the point where we actually understand it, start to understand nature's laws, and we start to actually live that way. The Pleiadians say this is the present position of just a very few border and spiritual scientists, very small percentage of our population. That's the first three levels or steps of development of human life, and obviously these are all still very material lives. Again, the reason for the material life is the senses. The types of information that the spirit needs to grow then is very basic stuff, primary reasoning, thinking, and working out the intellect. All of this is done through experiencing things with the senses, and then from those experiences, those things which are correct according to creation are added to your spirit and carried forward from lifetime to lifetime. And you make use of them once you find out you actually have a spirit, and you make some use of it. If you don't know you have a spirit and don't make any use of it, like many religions will teach, where you actually think that the whole purpose of life then is just to worship a god of some type, then you're not going to make progress very fast. You're going to actually be living spiritually stagnant lives because there will be practically no progress whatsoever. Because in truth, the only way to spiritually grow is to understand that you are responsible. You are 100% responsible for your own growth, your own evolution within creation. Okay, the fourth level, or the fourth step of development of human life, is called the real life. Okay, fourth step, real life. First level is the clear knowledge about reality as an absolute. Now, we mentioned last step in intellectual's life here that we're beginning to understand that there were real absolute laws or logic to creation. So in real life, we're going to go through several lifetimes where that becomes very clear, where we really develop a clear understanding that there really is absolute logic to the creation. The second level of real life is the cognition of spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom. In other words, we really then have got it locked in. Cognition means that we have the truth about, okay, the facts. That means that we would have the real truth about spiritual knowledge. We not only would know that we have a spirit, we would be past the period where we're experimenting with it, and we would have actual knowledge of how it works. We would be using then the true wisdom of our spirit that's within our spirit to govern our lives. We would be using our spirit then actually to reach out into creation and pull knowledge back for us. It would become a definite part then of how we live. We would be, in effect, becoming more and more of a spiritual being and less of a material being. Our senses then would start playing a less prominent role in our life. Right now, whenever we approach some situation in life, we use our eyes, our ears, touch, sense, smell, and so forth to quickly make a decision on how to react. We're very material beings, most people on this planet. Most everything is observed as a material being, and decisions are made basically on material senses. Well, over a period of time, we become more sophisticated, and that's what this is saying. We become more sophisticated, we have more knowledge of spirit, and pretty soon we start finding out that the spirit is actually very powerful, and that we can perceive the world using our spiritual abilities, because our spirit now is in fact very intelligent and has connections to higher intelligence. Plus, in order to evolve now, it is necessary to get information that provides experiences at a higher level. The spirit's no longer interested in how to make fire, and it's no longer interested in petty rivalry and fighting and arguing and silly belief structures and so forth. It has lived through those periods. And in order for the spirit to grow now, it needs more sophisticated knowledge. Knowledge that the material senses don't necessarily provide. They still go out and get information for us, but the conclusions that are derived from that information are done more and more with the spirit itself. The spiritual self is making more conclusions. So we're becoming more of a spiritual person and less of a material person. Okay? The third level of real life is the utilization of the spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom. Well, this is just an extension of what we were talking about. So now the individual is using his spiritual knowledge. So his abilities of telepathy, the force of his spirit is increasing his lifespan. The force of his spirit now is controlling his health, might even be controlling more of what you look like, where even through your own spiritual force you could control how your hair is growing. You wouldn't need to sleep as much. The wisdom within your spirit would be so powerful that you wouldn't even ever consider lying or doing things that are illogical. You're becoming a person who does things so much for the right reasons that you're always lucky. Things just naturally go your way all of the time. Okay, the fourth level of real life is called cognition of the reality of creation and her laws. Now, all along, here for many lifetimes, we're starting to understand that there is a creation. We're slowly becoming aware that there's some logic to the creation itself. It's not illogical. We know all about our spirit now, and now we have cognition. Our spirit has developed so much that it is tuning in more and more to creation, higher influences, higher life forms, higher sources of information, and we have factual proof, factual knowledge of actually how creation works. We'll be, remember earlier in our tapes when Billy was allowed to spend 7 minutes in creation, or eternity as we called it, and that during that time he was allowed to remember that. So he was exposed for 7 minutes to the creational life force and then was able to remember it afterwards, and what a change in his life that was for him. Well, not only he got to experience it then, but now we're talking about a level of life where you would constantly be aware, because of the force of your spirit, what's going on in creation. And most everything you do in life now is through the utilization and the awareness of creation itself, creation's logic, and if you want to call it that, creation's laws. I don't particularly like the word laws. It sounds like something man-made, like it's fixed in stone, and I guess that's why they use the word law, but I prefer to use the concept of logic, the logic of creation. Okay, the fifth level of real life is the living from the creational laws, or logic, purification of the spirit and the intellect, cognition of the true obligation and force of the spirit, complete breakdown and acceptance of beliefs. Well, this is a pretty major step here. We now have a being who's still physical, but they're living mostly from the creational logic totally, where they are so aware now of the logic of creation and all of its knowledges of nature. They are so knowledgeable at the spiritual forces that they're living their life based on all of this knowledge. They're becoming much less a material being and having far less use for the material senses. Okay? It also says they have cognition of the true obligation and force of the spirit. So now we have total understanding of what the spirit is for. At this point, there would probably be almost total awareness of previous lives. You would be well aware then all the time of your connection of spirit within creation, and you would feel the force of the perfection of creation all of the time. Also, it says complete breakdown of belief structures. Well, obviously, at this point, once you have all the facts about creation, nature, and your spiritual self, you're no longer caught up in belief structures because you know the truth about things. So at this point, there are no more belief structures. This is the present level of pretty much the people on the Pleiadian worlds. At this point, they have understanding of the nature's laws, of the spiritual laws, and they have great understanding of the logic of creation, and this is their level of understanding. This is why their morality, their spiritual development, and so forth, is so much different than ours that they, frankly, have no interest at this point in having any sort of social commerce with us, which is quite understandable. Our thinking is much different. Many people are always concerned about the Pleiadian context of Billy and Meyer, why they did this or why they didn't do that, and why they would react some way, or why don't they get more involved here, or why didn't they do something. Well, herein lies your answer to most of those questions. They're living at a total different level of understanding and development within creation. Their viewpoints of the world are entirely different. The way they respond to things is much different. They're obviously going to be far less emotional and prone to anger and flying off the handle and things because they have so much knowledge about things. You know, when you see people who get violently jealous or angry and hatred and so forth like that, these are very undeveloped beings who are responding to stimuli in the world at exaggerated levels because they are strictly material beings. The spirit doesn't respond like that. The more and more you become a spiritual being and live within spiritual logic and creational logic, there is less reason for that. You will just be able to be a calmer person and deal with things in a much more balanced way. Okay, the fifth level or step of development in human life is called creational life. Up to now, we've also been dealing, though, strictly with physical life forms, and at this point, we are still a physical life form, following the basic logic of creation, where we have a physical life, a sleep period, a physical life, a sleep period. Even during our physical lives, we're awake and we go to sleep. So the logic set up by creation from the very beginning of the off and on, of the awake and the sleep, permeates throughout all of our life forms as well as our own, and permeates human life. It is still necessary for us to have the death cycle on purpose so that the spirit can cogitate, so that the spirit can sleep. So that is the primary thing that we have to have. It's still necessary for us to sleep even at night, to rest the physical being and so forth, even though that the spirit doesn't sleep. It never goes to sleep. It's always open for business. It's always listening. Even though your subconscious is rattling around in there when you're dreaming heavy at night and working out the problems of the day, your subconscious is paying attention. It's always open. It never dies. It never sleeps. Okay? Well, we're at the fifth step of development, creational life, and we're still having physical lifetimes. At this point, though, they will be much longer because the force of spirit creates a longer life, a healthier life. It is a natural kind of perk, you might say, of creation. That the longer you live, the longer your lifespans go. And that's because of force of spirit. When you're very young, your spirit has very little, if no force, has no wisdom, and cannot sustain the material life very long. One, because of low intelligence for survival, plus it has a very low life force, so it really can't even sustain the physical life very long. But as you get older and live more lifetimes, the spirit becomes much stronger, and at this point in creational life, where we have seen that we have lived through periods and millions of years of existence. We've accumulated much knowledge and wisdom about nature and spirit and creation. So at this point, we not only live longer, we live healthier, we live happier, we live luckier. Okay, the first level of creational life is creating and control of living forms. Well, at this point, they're suggesting that there's a time when we have so much knowledge of creation and spirit forms, that we can actually begin to create our own life forms. Now, I shouldn't use the word create. We manipulate, more or less, fine matter energies into making life forms. At this point, for instance, an example would be that you would be able to develop, say, an organic android. You could, by knowledge and your understanding of nature, spirit, and creational logic, create a life force, an android that actually could live and think, walk and talk, and so forth. Now, it may not have a spirit like we do, but the Pleiadians do have these. They have armies of these things we would call like droids that do their manufacturing and other work. would also be possible at this point that you could probably procreate a spirit. Procreate means cause it to be born. That's what happened to Billy. He was caused to be born along with three other individuals, 1937, at an exact time in the morning, on purpose, by Pleiadian beings who were developed enough and understood well enough how to use the force of their spirit and their knowledge to cause Billy's spirit to come into material life at that time. So that's what it's suggesting here, control of living forms. The second level of creational life is the construction of machine apparatus, livable creatures. Well, again, here we're talking about making different types of androids, I guess we would call them, living life forms that you, because of the knowledge that you have. The third level of creational life is spiritual development of forces for control of material and organical forms of life. All right? Well, your spiritual force here then is probably very much in control of nature. You could probably cause flowers to be born by the force of your spirit. You might even be able to cause them to mutate or transmit into other forms. You would have those knowledges. The fourth level of creational life is this will-conditioned mastering of life in all of its forms and spirits. So here you're definitely becoming a master of the life, where almost total knowledge then of the primary thinking, of the intellectual, of the spirit, of nature and creation is within your grasp. You have almost total knowledge then, after millions of years of lifetimes, of the entire life cycle up to this point. Now that makes you very, very knowledgeable, but again, of course, now we're into billions of years of lifetimes. Okay, I see we're running out of tape once again. Gonna have to get longer tapes. So just fast forward this one. There's just a little bit on it. And I'll see you on the next side. This should be side one of creation tape number 2.